It's about 1:03 p.m. on Friday, February the 10th, 2012. I'm Anthony Camacho. I'm serving as hearing officer for the OPA. And this is a case of in the appeal of J&B Modern Tech, appeal number OPA-PA-11-018. And we're here for a notice of pre-hearing conference at Suite 907, 9th floor, DNA building, again, in Guam. Will the members of the Office of Public, will the members of the Office of Public Accountability present at this hearing this afternoon please identify themselves for the record?
Doris Flores Brooks, Public Auditor.
Vincent Duenas, Auditor.
Ann Camacho, Appeals Administrator.
Thank you. Will the counsel for the appellant please identify herself for the record? And any institutional representatives with her this afternoon?
Katrina Campana of Cabot Mantinonia, counsel for the appellant J&B Modern Tech, present with Alex Salazar, project manager for J&B Modern Tech.
Thank you, Ms. Campana. And will counsel for DOE please identify herself for the record and any institutional representatives with her this afternoon?
Rebecca Perez, counsel for DOE. Present with me is Marcus Pito, supply management administrator for the department.
Thank you, Ms. Perez. We're here for the pre-hearing conference, and Ms. Campana, is your client still desire to proceed with a formal hearing in this matter?
Yes, we believe it's necessary.
Okay, and based on your request for a hearing, we need at least 10 days just to give notice pursuant to the appeal procedural rules, which would put us into about the 21st of this month. However, we've already got, I believe, three hearings which have been consolidated for the 21st and the 22nd. So we're looking really at the first week of March.
On behalf of the department, I need to stress again that this is we ask the Office of Public Accountability to take this matter as expeditiously as possible. We are under a legal obligation to provide adequate temperatures in the schools, and this the contractor solicitation is the subject of this appeal directly affects that ability. Is there any chance we could do it the week of the 27th, or I think I recall this.
I'll be off island from the 23rd to the 29th, unfortunately. But I will be back and available starting the 1st of March, which is still open.
And we can meet at 9 a.m.
We can meet at 9 a.m. the 1st of March.
We would take that if that's the first available date.
That would be fine with us as well.
Okay. So in my scheduling order, notice of hearing, I still have to verify that date, but tentatively I'll set that for the 1st of March at 9 a.m. The formal notice and formal scheduling order will follow. Likewise, we will be setting up a briefing schedule wherein you'll be instructed to file your hearing briefs, which is just a summary now, okay, of your arguments. Just remind the parties of your various positions. Further, we'll still require a list of issues, which now that the pleadings have closed, which is just a list of the issues as the parties see them. And then we'll also require witness lists. Speaking of witnesses, how many witnesses, Ms. Campana, do you anticipate calling?
I'm expecting to call two witnesses.
And Ms. Perez, how many witnesses do you expect to call?
I would expect that we'd have two to three, most likely two.
So this looks like something we could get through in a day, perhaps?
I would imagine so. We're starting at 9, yes.
Okay. Of course, if we go over a day, we will have to find another day after March the 1st where we could do that, but okay. Matter of fact, we'll also schedule. Is it the morning?
It's
okay. If we need to go another day, tentatively we'll also schedule March 2nd, starting at 9 a.m. Of course, that's subject to verification, and this is just a tentative order until I issue my final written order for the second day, but only if required. Now for the exhibit list, okay, and copies of the exhibits, just a reminder to the parties, everything you've already submitted in your pleadings is admitted. It will be considered, the procurement record will be considered, and essentially the exhibits are really there to, if you're going to ask a witness to look at a document or to testify about a document, that is what the exhibits are, okay? Only those. If you're going to refer a witness to a document while they're testifying, those are what the exhibits are, okay? Just those exhibits. You need not take the whole record that you've already filed, put it in your exhibit list, and present that. That's unnecessary, okay?
Understood.
You understand that, Ms. Paris?
Yeah, I think I had asked a clarification about the other time. If it's already been submitted, you want us to resubmit it, however, marked as an exhibit for hearing.
But
it doesn't count as a filing under the...
Only if you're going to ask a witness about that document, that's all, okay? And then, let me see here. So going down this list, we've already discussed the formulation and simplification of issues. That's the issues list. That you'll be required to submit. Have the parties discuss the possibility of obtaining admissions of facts and of documents that will avoid unnecessary proof?
Not at this point.
Any stipulations regarding the authenticity of documents and advance rulings from the hearing officer on the admissibility of evidence required from me?
No.
Okay. And have the parties discuss the avoidance of any unnecessary proof and cumulative evidence?
No.
Okay, just once again, I encourage such discussions. And we've already discussed the submission of witness lists and documentary evidence for the hearing. And we've also discussed the scheduling for the filing and exchanging of pretrial briefs. All those will be set forth in the scheduling order. We still have, I believe, one pending motion from you, Ms. Campana. Is that correct?
I believe our motion that you took under advisement.
Yes.
Yeah,
I still need to.
Still pending.
Okay. And that was a motion to compel discovery?
Yes.
Okay. And there was a scoping issue with that motion, I believe, you brought up. That's still under advisement. We will be issuing a decision on that shortly. Is there any need for adopting special procedures or for managing potentially difficult or protracted actions or complex issues, multiple parties, or unusual proof problems that the parties need me to discuss at this present time?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, likewise, the order of the hearing, of course, will go with the opening statements of the parties. Of course, the appellant will proceed first, followed by the purchasing agency. After the opening statement, it'll be the appellant's case in chief, followed by the purchasing agency's case in chief, followed by closing arguments. And once again, the appellant will begin their closing argument. The purchasing agency will give their closing argument, and then the appellant will have a brief rebuttal. Okay? And that'll also be set forth in the scheduling order. Any questions about the order?
No.
Are there any other matters that might facilitate the just, speedy, and inexpensive disposition of this action at this time?
Not that I'm aware of.
And to the best of the party's knowledge at this time, are there any persons requiring any special accommodations, auxiliary aids, or services to attend the pre-hearing, or excuse me, to attend the hearing that we need to plan for at this time?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. Are there any other issues we need to discuss? So I will issue my scheduling order and my notice of hearing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This meeting is adjourned. And we are off the record at 1:15 p.m. Thank you.
Off the record.